My name's Louise Bedford and I'm a private share trader. My business partner is Chris Tate. As well as being the authors of several best-selling books on the share market, we each have decades of trading experience behind us.
I'd like to talk to you about maximising your profits on the share market. Are you really making the most of the share market action that's been happening lately? Even when the market is making new highs, it can be essential that you maximise your opportunities. Handling an unexpected windfall profit that exceeds your initial thoughts really can be quite tricky. If you haven't been in that position yet, it's only a matter of time before you are if you're sticking to a written trading plan. Without a written trading plan, I can guarantee that your win was a total chance occurrence. Without defined rules, you'll lose in the markets over the long term. One of the first things to do if you have made a good profit is to reward yourself. Now, obviously, that has to be commensurate with the size of the win. If you follow your trading rules and you experience a windfall profit but you don't reward yourself, what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for failure in the future. Our subconscious is responsible for so many aspects of our success. So if you don't reward your own good behaviour, you could very well sabotage your future trading. As with a child, you need to be rewarded when things you do go well, or you'll be less likely to repeat that action. Take a small percentage of your winnings and buy something for yourself and your family. And whenever you look at that asset or remember that holiday, you'll receive a feedback loop in your subconscious, and your subconscious will actively seek out further rewards. This is one of the reasons why winners in the markets go on to create bigger and bigger wins in the future, and losers continue to lose money. One thought you could try playing with, and this is certainly something you'll have to get your head around, is taking partial profits. When we're experiencing boom times, you might want to consider taking a partial profit from an exit that's gone ballistic. You know, some of these shares skyrocket up, and when they come back down extremely quickly. So it can be a good idea to capture some of that profit on the way up. If the trend's in place and it's a gentle trend, this may not be the best strategy, especially if you're planning on exiting fully, as there will be more profits on the way, according to probability. Think through the related issues with these ideas. You know, Chris Tate would say don't take partial profits, ride the trend all the way. But frankly, from a cash flow perspective, I've found it useful to take a partial profit if things are going ballistic. Another important aspect is using a trailing stop loss. A trailing stop will assist preserving your profits. This type of stop moves up underneath the price action of a share trade, and it locks in your profits when the trend continues to unravel. Learn how to set a stop and, gosh, follow it. Really, if you are trading without a stop loss, you have to stop trading straight away. It's so important that you can keep investing in the markets for long enough, and then you'll learn the secrets of how to trade effectively. Without sufficient equity, you really can't keep trading. Also, be aware of overconfidence. The thing with anything to do with a win is sometimes it can go to our head, can't it, and we feel like bragging. Just be aware that with the share market, it tends to bring out some of the worst in people around you and probably in yourself as well. It's so difficult to be humble when everything around you is turning to gold. Some people really feel the need to gloat after a big win, and this is definitely a sign of the evil ego bug. If you feel the need to have external validation, tell one person that you can trust, and really don't expect them to give you an incredible pat on the back, because you need to get your rewards from inside. When I first started trading, almost after every major share market win that I made, I experienced a losing streak. And I'm not ashamed to say that the main reason this happened was due to an inflated ego. Eventually, I became determined not to judge my next trade on the basis of the last trade that I made. And that goes for wins as well as losses. When our self-worth is attached to whether we're making or losing money, it's really a symptom of a very shallow inner life. The best traders stay loyal to their trading plan, they take entry and exit signals without question, and they have a money management system that minimises the risk of taking any particular trade. There's no room for ego in trading. The key is to be detached from the profits and the losses. The share market has nothing in common with Tats Lotto. With trading, you can attribute a profit to a back-tested system, and then you can duplicate your results into the future. To broaden your knowledge of trading, I suggest you begin by listening to our Share Trading 101 triple CD set, or have a look at our introductory pack. All of these products are available through our shop on this website. And if you're a little more experienced, you might even like to listen to our Leverage 101 CCC set.